Just Chitty the Podcast, presented by Just Chitty Productions.
Hi there. I'm your host, Fondue.
I'm Cheesy.
In honor of National Swiss Cheese Day, we're going to be talking all about Swiss cheese.
Mm.
We're going to be talking about a car, a plant,
what?
And risk analysis.
Okay.
We're talking eyes,
ooh.
Emmental,
oh.
Extinction,
oh, no.
Imports, and a large wheel.
Oh, boy.
Of course, no episode would be complete without our very cheesy joke.
I love a joke.
Stay tuned for episode 111, The Swiss, on Just Cheesy, the podcast. According to nationaltoday.com, January 2nd is Swiss Cheese Day.
Yay!
Over the course of the last several years, we've talked about Swiss cheese a number of times.
Yeah, we have.
In episode 8, we celebrated this holiday for the very first time.
Nice.
In episode 59, we have an episode called Holes, Holes, Holes.
Yeah, we do.
In the past, we've learned that in 1815, the first industrial cheese factory was in Switzerland.
Whoa.
We know that in the late 1800s, Swiss cheese came to America.
Yeah.
We also know that Swiss cheese is what we call it here in the United States, but they call it something else in Switzerland.
Whoa.
They don't call it Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
And we've learned that the holes in cheese are called eyes.
Yeah.
And if you can't remember any of that, please go back to some of our other episodes,
yep,
and learn a little bit more about Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
But did you know that Swiss cheese is a terminology used in a lot of different categories?
Really?
According to hotcars.com, there is something called the Swiss cheese, 1963 Pontiac Catalina.
Whoa.
According to this article, they say that the Swiss cheese Pontiac was a very serious racing car.
Really?
And it achieved success by combining really big power and weight-saving techniques.
Really?
In order to save that weight, the Swiss cheese Catalina had about 120 holes intentionally cut out of the car's metal.
Whoa.
In the chassis.
Holy cow.
It reduced the car's structural integrity, but it made it lighter.
Oh, no.
And this was the reason the car was only allowed on the drag strip,
ooh,
and not on a public road.
Thank goodness.
Apparently, the holes weren't the only thing that helped to save weight.
Really?
They stripped the cars of heaters and radios.
Whoa.
It had aluminum fenders, aluminum bumpers, an aluminum hood, trunk, and exhaust manifold.
Wow.
And these cars are very rare. There were only 14 built in 1963. And apparently, if they're in good condition today, they can bring in as high as $292,000.
Holy cow.
Not interested in a Swiss cheese car?
No. Nope.
Well, according to housebeautiful.com, you can have a Swiss cheese plant.
Really?
The Monstera deliciosa is also known as the Swiss cheese plant.
Ooh.
As the plants grow, their leaves develop holes.
Whoa.
And that's why they have the name. According to the article, it's a popular house plant. It's low maintenance, generally unfussy,
huh?
And it's resistant to pests and diseases.
Wow.
In the wild, in the tropics of North and South America, this plant can reach up to 70 feet tall.
Whoa.
And their leaves can grow up to 3 feet wide.
Wow.
If you don't want to race a car or maintain a house plant,
nope,
you could talk about the Swiss cheese model.
Okay.
According to Wikipedia, the Swiss cheese model of accident causation,
oh,
is a model used in risk analysis.
Okay.
Here they use an illustration that shows that many layers of defense can lie between hazards and accidents.
Okay.
There are flaws in each layer that, if they're aligned, can allow the accident to occur.
Whoa.
This method is talked about quite often in aviation safety, engineering domains, emergency service organizations, and computer security.
Wow.
They say that in order to reduce human errors, they insert additional layers of cheese into the system.
Nice.
According to the BBC.com, the majority of Swiss cheese consumed outside the country of Switzerland isn't true Emmentaler.
Oh.
Outside of the Emmental region, the cheesemaking process has little in common with the handcrafted, carefully controlled cheesemaking of Emmentaler AOP.
Whoa.
The article goes on to say that the cheese produced in Switzerland is not an industrial product,
oh,
where milk is coming from 200, 300, 400, or 500 kilometers away.
Right.
They're a traditional artisanal product produced from fresh milk.
Ooh.
And according to the article, Emmentaler Switzerland recently lost a European Union court case,
oh, no,
that would have given it the exclusive right to trademark its cheese as Emmentaler.
Aww.
In the U.S., The terms Emmentaler and Swiss cheese are used interchangeably.
Yep.
So if a cheese is made in large blocks rather than wheels like traditional Emmentaler, the cheese operation can still call it Emmentaler.
Huh.
There are careful regulations governing Switzerland's Emmentaler AOP, which starts with the milk. The dairies there have about 26 cows each, and they abide by strict guidelines on how much exercise, fresh air, and space the cows get.
Okay.
They eat only fresh grass and hay and no additives.
Wow.
And they have to live within 20 kilometers of the cheesemaker.
Go cows.
Swiss cheese is not a sponsor.
Nope.
If it were, the ad would go right here. Have you ever wanted to listen to the web?
Yeah.
Well, Newsly makes that possible.
They do?
They're an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android.
Super app.
You can listen to trending articles on the web on topics that you choose and get them read to you in a natural human voice.
What kind of topics?
Sports,
cheese?
Tech, business,
cheese.
Science.
Cheese?
I'm sure there's even cheese.
Yay!
They even have an entire section for podcasts.
Are we there?
Of course we are.
Ooh.
It's one of my new favorite podcast apps. They even have digital radio.
Holy cow.
Just go to www.newsly.me to download it free.
Whoa.
Or use the link in the description. If you use the promo code Cheesy,
Cheesy,
that'll get you 1 month free premium subscription.
Yay, Newsly.
Now, back to the podcast. According to Foeders.com, it's possible that real Swiss cheese is teetering on extinction.
Oh, no.
They say that with lots of new diets, new regulations and government laws that restrict raw milk, and century-old activities not being passed down from one generation to another,
uh-oh,
authentic cheese from the Alpine regions may be lost forever.
Oh, no.
Beginning in the year 1115, the activity of moving cows up and down the Alps at the beginning of summer and the end was something that the Swiss wanted to continue,
oh,
in order to have the same level of expertise and high-quality cheese in the country.
Mm.
Carrying on the cheese-making tradition is very difficult.
Really?
A lot of people don't want to actually work in cheese-making production.
Right.
But it can also be dangerous.
Mm.
And the cows can be clumsy in their ascent and descent, and they sometimes tumble down the mountain.
Oh, no.
And they bring their herd and farmers down with them.
Oh, boy.
According to this article, the cows climb 7,000 feet and cover about 11 miles.
Whoa.
They say, imagine herding 500 kilogram, which is an animal a little over 1,100 pounds.
Holy cow.
Now, imagine herding them up a mountain that stands 10 times as high as the Empire State Building.
Holy cow.
There are still some people doing this, and there's an Alpine festival,
oh,
that celebrates the cows coming home.
Whoa.
More than 10,000 visitors gather during the event every year, and they parade the cows in the town, fully adorned with flowers and bells.
Wow.
If Swiss cheese is becoming extinct, it looks like the holes are leaving too.
Oh, no.
According to VinePair.com, in the early 2000s, cheese experts were starting to notice that the holes were slowly disappearing over time out of Swiss cheese.
Whoa.
The defective cheese without eyes was called blind Swiss, and it could not be considered real Swiss cheese.
Oh, no.
And during fermentation, bacteria produces carbon dioxide, creating air pockets that blow up inside the cheese like a balloon.
Oh.
But in 2015, the scientists found that the modern sterilized cheesemaking environment was restricting the formation of holes.
Whoa.
They found out that hay dust would float around the barns of cheesemakers, and that was essential to the formation of holes.
Hay dust.
And when the scientists added that dust to the modern cheese production, the iconic holes were restored.
Wow.
I find this next stat a little bit interesting.
Okay.
According to SeattleTimes.com, the Swiss eat a lot of cheese.
Really?
They eat more than 50 pounds per year per person.
Whoa.
And that's actually compared with us in the United States. We're only at 40 pounds per person.
Only.
Right? I think of Switzerland and France as the home of cheese.
Yeah.
But apparently, a lot of the cheese that's made in Switzerland is not consumed there.
Whoa.
Much of the cheese and curd brought into the country gets refined and then exported.
Wow.
According to the article, in each of the first 5 months of the year, Switzerland imported more cheese by weight than it sold.
Wow.
And they say that's because the Swiss have developed a taste for foreign cheeses, with local varieties accounting for 64% of consumption last year, down from 77% in 2007.
Holy cow.
According to WisFarmer.com, did you know that there is only one cheese factory in all of Wisconsin that still makes the 180-pound wheel of Swiss cheese in a copper kettle?
Really?
And that's probably because about 70 years ago, the advent of plastic packaging allowed moisture to stay in, but allowed carbon dioxide to escape.
Wow.
Thus, they were able to produce rindless Swiss cheeses in blocks.
Ooh.
And this allowed for better yield in food service and retailers.
Right.
Bruce Workman of Edelweiss Creamery wanted to get back to making the wheels.
Nice.
They use a copper-lined kettle that holds about 8,500 pounds of milk.
Whoa.
Which is used to make 4 180-pound wheels of Swiss cheese.
I'm ready for a joke fondue.
Okay, how did Swiss cheese lose weight?
I don't know.
It went on a Whole Foods diet. Get it? Whole Foods?
Wow, that was silly.
Yeah, it was a little silly and a little bit cheesy. Thanks for listening to episode 111, The Swiss, on Just Cheesy the Podcast.
Thank you.
Got some ideas about the podcast?
Yeah.
Send us an email.
Ooh.
info@justcheesy.com.
Stay cheesy, everybody.